last time on Tales from Moxferry. The trials of Ultio continued, and the party was able to pass all of them swimmingly, gaining them an audience with Ultio. He seemed open to a possible collaboration, but Gerlach became overwhelmed with temptation of taking Ultio's dominion and attacked, and a fight to the death began. Even with the aid of his loyal grease monkey Grisor, Ultio proved no match for the demigods, and he was defeated, and our heroes grew stronger by taking 3 dominion from his magical shield.
That was nice.
Amazing. Welcome to Tales from Moxferry. So tonight we will be playing Godbound by Kevin Crawford. Speaking of people, I'm Josh Long. You can find me on Twitter at EvilDMJosh.
Oh, God.
What a great segue.
I know.
Beautiful.
You can find other great shows at GeekSpective.com and also on Twitter at GeekSpective. The person, people with pink hair is?
Who? Oh, me. I'm the only one with pink hair. Hi, I'm Amber, aka Rocket Orca. Find me there on Twitter. Just Google Rocket Orca. It'll come up. No problem.
The one related to the pink hair is?
Brother John. And you can find me on Twitter at Monochrome Guy or at That Drawer. I mean, if you really want to find me, I suppose, but why would you want to do that?
For the art.
That art.
And the one with the bandana is?
Is that me? Mm-hmm. Am I the banana?
Bandana.
Where's the banana?
I was going to say, I wish I had a banana. Yeah. I'm the other John. And yeah, you can find me at Crossways GM on Twitter sometime. Doing stuff sometimes.
Yeah. And the one related to him is?
Hi, my name is Chris. I am a frequent guest star. And
infrequent guest star.
And my cousin is?
Your cousin is in a cave.
Yeah. Hi, Dave.
Holy moly. Don't want to see Dave in an alley.
Yes, you don't. I've come from the land infernal to play podcast game.
Hmm. If you want to find me on Twitter, you can. It's a steady minotaur. But let's be honest. I'm going to talk real for a minute. Like, I think everybody needs less Twitter.
Yes.
Everybody needs less social media. It's really bad for everybody.
Mm.
So let's like just shut that shit down and like go play in the woods. That's what I say.
Which is what you're doing now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
More or less. Yeah. Well, if there were people, I would scare them. But in this case, I'm just scaring like woodland animals. It's great.
All the squirrels are afraid right now.
Absolutely.
They are.
Before we get there, what happened last time?
Gank.
We killed somebody and we got 3 dominion.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of dominion.
Grisor.
Josh, did you ever figure out how much dominion we have gained?
You got your month's worth. Plus one.
Did we? Yeah. Oh, okay.
Got month's worth plus right. one. The plus one was for Ultio's shield.
You got Grisor sitting in a puddle of his owner's blood and he's just being sad.
It's true.
No amount of grease can save his owner. Ultio.
Yes, he seemed to be wanting to go to war or some such after he would become the ruler of the Vanguard of Light or the leader of the Vanguard of Light. But y'all were like, no, and proceeded to gank him. And it was real mean.
I love the word gank.
So where we left off was you had him like rolled up in a rug.
Carpet.
And had pretty much killed him, or Gerlach had. So I'm guessing...
Could you say that one more time? I just like
Gerlach had killed him.
Nice.
Because I'm guessing... Because you gave him the smile. And his blood was running all over the floor and was going over the balcony. And I guess that's where we'll start. And the first thing you all hear is the running of feet away from you.
Away. Okay,
away.
Cool. We're good.
And to remind you, Bestibus was with y'all.
Oh,
Wait, is he going to turn? No.
Newek, I told you.
Should we kill him too?
Yes.
I like to go kill him.
No.
We should kill Beth.
No. No, don't kill my best friend. No witnesses. No witnesses.
No witnesses.
I will go scamper towards wherever Best of Us ran to. I
imagine he'll be
fine. He's like partly evil.
I prance that way.
He's got this.
Yeah. So if you all turn around, pretty much you could see him. He's not super fast, but he's down the hallway. You know, starting to go down the stairs. He left the room clearly, and he is making his way downtown and walking fast.
Can I catch up to him quickly?
Absolutely. Anyone can. Y'all, we could just all brr if you all want to follow him. Yes.
Yeah, if we could all brr, that would be great.
Yes, you catch up to him in the hallway.
Can I get there before the Minotaur does?
You have Alacrity, or unless he teleports, yes, you will beat him.
But then I can teleport too. And then we have a teleportation battle.
That's true.
But you will win because you have Alacrity.
Yeah.
That's true. That's true.
So, yes,
I Alacrity the shit out of it.
Teleporting is faster.
Yeah, so I go head him off at the pass.
Yes, so you stop him and he. Like, do you show yourself, Gerlach?
Yeah, I will show myself reluctantly, but I will step out of the shadows in front of him and go, "Where are you going, buddy?"
He's like, oh, "You killed him."
No, my best of us, buddy. You're wrong. Come back and we'll tell y'all what really happened.
No, I saw it. You killed him. You all just, it was like.
You know what makes it hard to see things?
What?
If you're dead.
You all catch up at this point, as Gerlach says that.
Gerlach pulls out his daggers. I was going to say that, but then that means he could still talk. So, yeah, just as I say dead, I pull out my daggers, and then everybody else gets there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure Gerlach made a point to verbally say that we killed Maya Hene when we killed Ultulio. So, yeah,
maybe. I think it was the Minotaur that said it. Because I didn't want anybody to know we killed her.
Sure. I'm pretty sure you weren't saying it as if a way to confess so much as a way to gloat to Ultulio as he died his last breath. So I'm pretty sure now Best of Us knows. So, yeah, just kill him. Go for it.
I would like to just pick him up and put him right into this baby Bjorn that I had.
That's right.
That I was carrying him around when we got here.
He did. He had a bit of baby Bjorn.
Yeah, that's right.
Are you scooping him right now?
Yeah, just pick him up. I mean, he just needs swaddled. He will settle. He just needs.
This is not a baby child. This is a man who has information now. We must kill him.
Yep, he's got to die.
What does Best of Us say at this point?
I don't think
he. No. Okay.
Well, if he's not a worthy foe, I can just command him to not speak about it.
Yeah, I guess that's weird because he would definitely have a will save against this. Because I guess before you command him, let's a little dialogue first then.
Yeah.
So he's like, you killed him. Why?
Why not? Well, honestly.
I mean, he was kind of a bad guy.
Bad guy? He was going to be the leader of, like, you know, the Vanguard Light's best people. I thought you all were good guys.
We are good guys.
Just to be clear, we admit to nothing.
Okay, let's get on the level here, Best of Us. You knew none of us were good guys. Like, you don't need your detect alignment paladin powers to know that we're a bunch of psychos.
I mean, look at us. And the camera pans to what we look like, and it's a shitty garbage truck.
It's a menagerie of torment and an examination on the human condition.
Yes.
Even though none of us are human.
I am a shining icon of skull culture.
The stink lines raise off of him.
Pure as the driven slush.
You're
can't really see you.
Can you adapt the peak human godbound word to be peak skulk?
Oh, I know. Wouldn't that be awesome?
That would be great.
That would be beautiful.
Oh, man. He's just like... I guess, but then he looks at you, Newek, as you're like kind of holding him kind of like a child. He's like, you killed Maya Hene.
That's a rumor. I mean, nobody can tell you that for sure. Why is he spreading rumors about us?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure if at the hypothetical murder of Maya Hene, that there were no witnesses that survived.
It's a real complicated situation there, best of us. I mean, I think the important thing is that we're all safe and okay right now.
But you could have been okay.
Including Grisor. Look at Grisor.
Yeah. He's pretty... We're okay. He's pretty cool. But you could have, like, talked it out with him or something. He seemed fine.
We tried, and then he didn't. I used my best communication skills.
Self-defense.
Did he also, like, wouldn't tell me things that I was asking for?
You had asked for some stuff he told you, but he didn't tell a lie, and then he was going to spill the beans right before you killed him. You're like, nope,
too bad. Because it was the answer to the question I had asked earlier. Mm-hmm. And it's like, well, no, that's not how that works. Mm-hmm. You missed your opportunity to live.
But anyway. So have you ever met someone as big and strong and good looking as me?
I roll my eyes.
I've never met anyone stronger than you, but Maya Hene was better looking than you.
Well, okay. But my point is, when you're on top of the mountain, man, there's always someone gunning for you. It's jealousy. Like, and in the case of Ultio, like, he hates us because he ain't us, you know? And, like, he started this stuff, and it escalates quickly with people. I don't know. It's just, like, people are trigger hard. Like, they got itchy sword hands or whatever they call it now. But, like, I didn't want that to happen, but stuff just happens. I don't know.
I think it's clear that we were play acting, and if you just come back to the room with us, you'll see that he's fine.
He's not fine. And you all attacked first. He didn't attack first.
He attacked us with his idiocy.
Yeah, he was using a power on us who couldn't see.
He was trying to get into our minds and dumb us down.
Like, because he's the god of retribution, he can't do anything until we attack. So he used his command powers to, like, force us to do it.
It was psychological damage. What's worse?
I plead self-defense.
A sword wound or being mentally threatened and harmed?
Yeah. I mean, healing spells don't cure emotional stuff, man.
No.
Azrael is, like, trying to wring the blood out of his white t-shirt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, he's really, like, working on it. He carries club soda with him. It's
he's trying to bleach it with the sun.
Oh, yeah. Bestivus is like, well, are you going to kill me next if I, like, talk about any of this?
Let's just be honest. I'm surprised we haven't killed you already.
I'm going to be honest with you, pal. Like, I'm trying to keep that from happening, okay? Like, I'm really working for you here.
I mean, really, the only reason you're not dead is the bull seems pretty attached to you.
I mean, he is putting a bottle to his mouth you, right now. Cool. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, this is pretty good milk.
Gross.
At least I didn't hook him up to the teat.
That's right.
Yikes.
Where did the bull get milk?
Don't ask. let's not speculate what's going on right now. We've got other things to figure out.
Let's not ask questions we don't want answers to, okay?
Are you burping him now?
I guess.
I don't know. Milana's like, I don't know about this. It's getting real weird.
I'm going to be honest, you know, like, I kind of feel betrayed, like, I had these powers.
Not to kink shame, but what? This is getting real weird.
I had these powers, and then it turns out that you took those powers away from me by killing Maya Hene. And then, I joined your crew, and now I witness a murder of, like, a cool guy.
He wasn't that cool.
I mean,
I'll be right back, guys.
If he got murdered, how cool could he possibly be?
I think he was going to be pretty cool.
Winners do write the history, I think. Okay, best of us. Can I make it up to you here? Can we just give you some powers right now? Would that be cool? We just call this even.
He raises his eyebrows. He's like, I guess. Yeah. What kind of powers?
Oh, I don't know. Like, you could be part of a cool paladin team.
Well, I guess, yeah, I already have some magic from Azrael. I still haven't went through the initiation yet. It's yeah. kind of weird.
Well, oh, you know, that's kind of on you. Like, they'll take you right away. You're just the one with the hang-ups here. I have accepted you into the fold. Like, you just have to embrace it. And you get, you suckle at the teat of my magical abilities.
As long as it's, like, from
is
a
Is that
bottle,
where you got the milk?
Yes, yeah.
From Azrael?
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if Azrael,
all like, the faces are saying no.
Has listener. Teats in there. He has lots of...
Other additional extra bits and bobs.
I mean...
Are we going to kill this man or not?
Seeming like no, but...
I vote no. So ready to kill him.
I'm ready to kill him. Brimstone?
I want to think that Brimstone wasn't there the entire conversation. I want him to hang out in that room and look around a bit more. Everyone else ran after him. I think it's all good. They got it covered. Hmm. Brimstone has no investment in Best of Us.
Sounds like a split vote right now, then.
Well, it seems to me like this is clearly up the murder alley, so I think I get the deciding vote.
It is a question literally asking, should we murder?
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Well, yeah, but your answer is always yes.
Well, am I wrong?
No.
Murder. Not usually, but in this case, yes. Why don't we why don't we just...
What's the benefit?
Let's
just flip a coin.
Let's try a test. Best of Us, what did you see in that room?
Power.
And if anybody asks you what you saw in that room, what did you see?
Power on display.
Well, that's not a bad answer.
It's not a bad answer, but it also is saying that something went down in that room and he saw something. The answer was, I wasn't in that room. Kill him now!
On a multiple choice question, did you A, see power, B, see nothing because you weren't there, C, see somebody get ganked, or D, all of the above?
Answer, Best of Us.
Newick puts Best of Us down at this point. I can't. I'm not really good at lying, so I'm going to go with A, you know, the veiled truth. A.
He's not good at lying. That means when comes time to be tortured for information, he's going to immediately crumble.
I will say our lives would be a lot simpler if we just killed anybody who double-crossed us.
Well, he hasn't double-crossed us yet.
Yeah, yes. I don't know. I'm just saying that.
In his heart, he has already double-crossed us.
I'm going to withhold my murder judgment until such time. Mm. I will put my murder verdict in abeyance until Minotaur is looking the other direction.
Right. We should go to the room and see what Brother John is doing.
Yeah, let's. Before you guys all get back to the room, yeah.
Does the thought of leading a group through the creative landscapes of your imagination terrify you? Do you worry about being asked questions you don't know the answers to? Have you wanted to try being a dungeon or game master, but your social anxiety has been holding you back? Hi, I'm Amber, and I used to nearly vomit at the idea of running a tabletop RPG. How'd I get over that anxiety? I haven't. Surprise! I'm still an anxious mess, and you can listen to all of it on Shapeshift, where I've recorded 80% of every game I've ever ran. Over the last 4 years, I've run a ton of indie one-shots like Casketland, a weird Western horror game, to my first ever campaign using Ryutama, a Studio Ghibli-like exploration-focused game. Follow me through my journey learning how to GM and to live with my anxiety. It doesn't go away completely, but it does get easier to manage. Go to geekspective.com to find out more information or find Shapeshift on wherever you listen to your podcasts.
What are you doing, Brimstone?
I was actually kind of looking over because I got all this Dominion. I was trying to wonder what I could do with it. Ultio, what was his position in the Iron Dragoon? Or what was
he was an up-and-comer in Vanguard Light. He's going to become the leader, you know, once he had an entourage or attaché. Okay. And so he is just somewhere below that. I don't know. I didn't give.
I guess because Brimstone's sitting in this place where it's like this empty place now, and a lot of recruits that are available and trying to work their way up. Brimstone's wondering, what if I just take charge of this place and make this an expansion for my Vengeful Fists organization, and we just change that to that? And I was wondering if I would be able to do that and if I could use Dominion to achieve that.
Yeah, you can do that.
So I can like expand my following, you could say, and like just get myself a new cool fortress that has in my own Greasor and whatever.
Yeah, we could do that. I'll have to give you the information later.
Probably. Okay, yeah. That's just let's kind of, that's the cogs moving in Brimstone's you standing there observing the murder scene.
Right.
Like measuring for drapes. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. It's like, yeah. Because this is a pretty cool place when I think about it. It was like almost like a small, would you describe it as kind of almost a small island in the middle of this weird whatever happened to the Garrison District? Yep. And it's just like a little palace that's not like a big palace, but you know.
It's like a fortress.
Yeah. So yeah. Brimstone would be interested in that, expanding his territory.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, maybe if he's got any of these guys who are trying out for the position that's now no longer being tried out for because the guy who is hiring is dead. You know, like, maybe they're all looking for a job, but they don't care who's in charge or whatever. Mm. So, you know.
Mm. All right. Would you call it the Island of the Monkey Lord?
Have Greasor watch it for me.
He's like your lieutenant. Yeah.
I don't know. I'll think about it. It'll have to be in the works.
Becomes your Tulio.
Yeah. But aside from that, is there anything else of interest in this room by chance?
I don't think so.
No, nothing?
No, not really. There's this nice stuff, but there's nothing super useful.
Nothing that could be used as wealth, huh? No wealth. There's no wealth in here.
There's stuff wealth in here if you wish. Sure. Yeah, especially since you're a half dragon, you could, you know, identify stuff that's like, yeah, that's worth something.
Okay.
So for you, Brimstone, one of the things you notice in the room, you're by the balcony, you know, opens up to, you know, the outside, and you notice that the light from the sun changes color. It's not this like yellow warm light anymore, right? The light becomes like a white, very light blue light. And you go look outside, and then you notice that the sun is replaced by the moon.
Whoa.
But and instead of being daylight with, you know, it's still very like daylight, you could say, but it's just like as if the moon was illuminating everything, but brighter, right? Like the brightness of the sun, but as a moon.
I don't think the sun's supposed to do that.
No. And then you notice that it starts to starts to get slivered. And it gets darker and darker and darker, and
so kind of like an eclipse kind of thing going on.
Not exactly. It was a full moon, and it's now becoming a partial moon.
Mm-hmm.
Not really eclipsing.
How the heck does that work?
The moon's weird, acting weird.
Because it's all about the sun and the position of the earth.
Yeah.
How does the god bound of the sun feel about that?
Yeah. So for the rest of you that are coming up, so Brimstone, you're observing this.
Making me a little uncomfy in my tumfies.
As Brimstone seen this, you all are coming upstairs, and you notice you don't see all this stuff. You just see at the very end where the moon, you know, is becoming just a sliver, and then it becomes you know, a new moon. There's absolutely nothing, and as soon as that happens, everything becomes black and white, as if you had night vision, or if you had
cool.
We're noir.
We turn into noir.
Oh, we all start smoking.
Welcome to Sin hats. City.
Yes,
I want my hat.
A trench coat. Yes, I demand a trench coat.
We all have trench coats now.
The scene changed oddly monochromatic, yet the blood on the floor still remained a vivid
red. We all
narrate
exactly how we're doing.
Where is my voiceover?
A change of scene sent shivers up Brimstone's spine.
The city went black.
Yeah.
I was thinking it was more of like if you had night vision, that kind of black and white. It's very stark.
Too late. I like the high contrast positioned look. That's my aesthetic.
That's fine. You can go with that stuff. I'm viewing in my head high contrast, but you could view as you wish. And as it also happens, so as it becomes, you know, becomes black and white, like Ultio's blood had been kind of, you know, slowly flowing out of his body. And it seems like everything has frozen in time. But you all are still moving and everything, but the blood isn't moving anymore. There is no wind. It's this kind of...
Can I throw something?
Absolutely. You can pick it up and punk.
We're stuck in the frozen time.
Yeah, what happens when I throw the thing, leaves my hand?
Does it hit the ground? Does it like, yeah. Does she like throw it and it just like stops and spins?
No. If she throws it and it whatever you pick up, it falls.
But are there people outside the window?
So you go to look outside the window, and as you approach the window's shut.
You mean like it shuts right in front of me?
Right in front of you.
Wait,
that's a weird breeze.
It like shutters closed?
Yeah, it shutters closed.
I try and open it.
And it does not move.
I punch it. Oh, wait, I'm not a punchy type. Never mind. I go to punch it, and then I go, wait, no, this is stupid. I shouldn't do that. I'm done.
Hey, cow friend, I can't seem to get this window open.
Yeah, sure.
He's a nun's head.
Let's open this bad boy.
Can I try and use my sun powers? Do they still activate?
They activate, but they're very dim. It's not like your full force.
I gotcha. Mm.
So
what does the air taste like?
It's stale now. It's like a stale air.
Musty and stale.
I would like to break through the shutters, window, and wall.
Sure. You do it. You poof. And as you do it, everyone observes it. Everything explodes, opens up. And then you all, like, you're watching Nuek do this. And Nuek, you're feeling, you're smashing it.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, you're back at, as if you were about to punch the wall in the door.
Do we hear the braid music play?
Oh, gosh. And you're all like, he just did that. But now he's there. Like, it's that kind. You know it happened. But he's back there. And as you're all seeing this, you also hear this like echoing of like, well, isn't it the Pantheon of Calamity we have here?
Ooh, I like his name. That's a great cool name. Wow, that's a pretty cool name. Yeah. That's a great name.
Thank you.
All right, whoever you are, like, we're going to have you start naming stuff for us.
Yeah, show yourself so we can congratulate you and thank you.
Oh, no.
For the wonderful name you've bestowed upon us.
No. That's not necessary right now. I don't want to be associated with the mess you created.
Excuse you?
Oh, what? You know.
I mean, really, that's pretty reasonable. I don't want to be associated with our messes either. And yet,
I like our messes.
Ech, I'm indifferent.
Gerlach likes to play in his messes.
Right. Gross. With both hands.
We catch him over there and he's like playing with the Tulio. Ooh, Tulio, not Tulio.
Yeah, exactly.
Why did you do this, freaking J.R.R. Tolkien, with your Sauron and Saruman? Tulio, Tulio.
You can blame Latin for that.
I blame you.
Fair enough.
So some ancient Roman guy is messing with our naming conventions and we don't even know it.
Exactly.
Show yourself.
Oh, no.
What's your name?
Talk. You can call me Urla, the waxing moon.
The waxing goddamn.
That sounds like one of the bad
guys. You're kind of a one-hit wonder with the naming thing. Huh?
I was going to say, that's kind of a specific name there.
I need to look it up. There's a little wizard dude in He-Man. I think he's Orko. It's Orko. Yes, Orko. He's Orko. Yeah. He's very annoying.
What do you want? Yes.
Oh, well, I am a fan of some of your stuff and all is well, but...
Okay, wait, I'm going to stop you right there.
What?
Name one thing that you're a fan of us. Prove that you're a fan.
A true fan would know what we've done.
Truly. I'm a big stan. No, I'm sorry.
Lord, I stand in the Calamity Path Pantheon.
I really enjoyed what you did with Mighty Honey. I loved the body sitting the floor. That was really good business. I really liked, getting inside of the brilliant trillion, making your way in there.
God damn it, he knows too much. How did you know this?
Kind of sounding like he's knowing everything. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know everything. All knows everything, though.
We've got a fan now.
Who knows everything?
All knows everything.
All? A-L-L?
Is all a person?
All's around. Anyways, I came here because I wanted to talk with you all.
Well, commence to talking. It'd be easier to talk if we could see you.
Yeah. Nope. I really have a hard time focusing when disembodied voices just kind of float through my brain.
Oh, okay. Well, here, how about this?
It's a good thing, Melanda, that the rest of the party doesn't have that problem. You invisible flying something or other.
If you, like, manifested yourself, I'm sure we could give you a souvenir.
Hmm. Well, okay.
You know, you're a fan.
Here, I'll do this. You have Becebus all Bjorned up, right, Dave? Or Newick?
Yeah.
You feel Becebus start squiggling around. Gross. And you see in front of your eyes, Becebus starts shrinking in size and getting thinner, and his hair changes color. And all of a sudden, you see where Becebus turns into a person that's probably about 5'4", has black hair. Is this very, very svelte, you could say. And they have on, like, just a very plain clothing. And they're like, how about this? I'll just use this for now. This is about accurate about what I look like.
Okay.
That's fucked up.
Cool.
That seems weird.
That's real fucked. What was your name again?
Orla, the waxing moon.
That moon. Moonwax. Her name's Moonwax.
Orla. You can call me whatever you want.
Is it a he or a she?
It's a he.
Okay. Oh, sorry.
All humans look alike, am I right?
Oh, my good Lord.
I know, it's terrible.
Well,
okay.
Yeah.
Sorry we keep interrupting you.
Yeah, it's fine, it's fine. I'm a big fan. I understand that you want to have these talks, but I want to come pitch to you some stuff. You kind of killed a guy that was, like, pretty useful.
Are we on Shark Tank now? Because Johnny Allen was asking me, what do you think tonight's going to be? I was like, it's going to be Shark Tank. I hope to God it's Shark Tank.
All right, I'm going to change my gears a little bit, but all right. Here we go.
Johnny Allen hates me. Our dream's coming true, John. I'm making it happen. I'm manifesting reality. All right. Go ahead, Orla. Sorry. I'm just bringing Brimstone into this.
Okay. Well, as I was saying, you made quite a mess here, and Ultio, he had a lot of good qualities that you could have leveraged, and I think you should...
No, he didn't. No.
I think you should probably relent, and he looks towards Gerlach.
Wow. You're not convincing me much here.
I know. And so I'm here to pitch you on some more of the benefits. So he was really into whatever kind of war, and, you know, he's really here to shake up Moxferry, cause some chaos. We're all about that.
Just get to the pitch, Orla.
Well, use some chaos, and you could probably get him to, like, get in on your pantheon if you, like, probably worked out some misunderstandings or something like that.
Wait. Are we talking about Ultio the dead guy?
Yeah, he's talking about, that's who he's talking about.
Well, he's talking about
the god of retribution who was trying to, like, seek vengeance for Maya Hene's death.
Yes, who we have that actively guy? Wronged. Yeah.
Well, okay. If that's not really floating your boat, just park that in the back of your brain. And I got some other stuff going on.
What do you want out of this?
Oh, I just want to... I'm a big fan. I want to see chaos.
Okay, Nope.
Can we go back to the part where you named us the Calamity Pantheon?
Yeah, the Pantheon Calamity. We're all big fans of it.
We're pretty solid at generating chaos on our own.
I really like that.
I acknowledge something here?
There's not a lawful bone in our body.
That is not entirely true. I have made the argument before that we have accidentally done a lot more good.
Yeah, we have. So,
but none of it lawful.
So in my head, he's saying, when he says all or we all, it's with a capital A. Mm. What the hell is that?
Mm. I think he means that their pantheon is watching us.
Yeah, but I want to know what that pantheon is.
That's exactly.
What do you want me to do? I can just roll my facts. I don't have any.
So
I mean, I do have my children to know something.
Wisdom or intelligence, probably.
All right.
Do you have any facts that would help with that?
I mean, I have in here. I know what the current, like, affairs. Why does it say current affair and planar knowledge? Why do I have that?
That's a fact that you have?
Yeah, I don't know why. I don't remember why I wrote that.
I don't know, but at some point it came up. So you can get plus for that. What did you roll?
I rolled a 7.
And what's your check for, like,
3?
Oh, yeah. So you beat it.
Yeah, okay.
Even when I gave you, in my head, you actually had some negative modifiers. You still beat it. Okay. So you do know that, yeah, like, Orla is part of another pantheon.
When and he's saying all, he means
death. All is, he's either, you're not quite sure, like, there is a force that is referred to as part of his pantheon named All. And some people aren't sure if it's the pantheon or something they have or what.
Okay. I don't tell anybody this.
So an entity we've never heard of before comes and tells us to like res this person we've actively killed because they like it. That's your pitch?
No. Here, I got some more for you. No, scrawny one. He looks at Gerlach. I have, like, you all are been kind of busy, and like a lot of people take notice. And for you, scrawny one, the Pope of Palor is on to you, it sounds like. I could take care of that. Or fluffy one. And he looks to the cow. The purse is getting really tired of you playing pretend and is planning on realizing revenue, whatever that means. Or weird Yeezy, and he looks at
I don't even know what any of the... When you said cow, I tuned you out.
No, he said fluffy one. He did not say cow.
Yeah, he said, and you said, then Josh yeah, said
but
the
when
cow.
You, Joshua, said cow.
Oh, sorry. And he looks at Ezra. Weird Yeezy.
You said something about what...
Your odd rituals have seemed to have disturbed the order, and they seem to be looking to... into how to bring things back in line. And Dragon Man, he looks at Brimstone and he's like, your followers are in great danger. There's an odd wizard that seems to be wanting to take revenge, and a fairy. And he looks to you, Milan. He's like, I like you. You don't need to worry about anything.
I flip him off. Anyway.
Wait, why is Milana with the child slavery cult the one?
No one is enslaved.
You mind control them.
I give them mind powers.
Oh, okay. My
bad. I would just like to point out that I consider this lean, not scrawny.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, this isn't fluffy. This is like ripped.
All we're concerned about is our appearance.
Your suit is the word you're looking for.
So
just to make sure, you're telling me that the cult of Palor is coming my way.
Well, you all have a lot of stuff on your plate, or really soon. And I, if you like, at least relent, I will take care of one of them for you.
I, though.
Just one?
One of them.
Why?
So you're going to trade us one problem for another problem.
Why Utulio, though? Like, what is great about that dude?
Why don't we just take over his stuff, and then you can have us do what you were going to have him do?
Actually, I also have a side question.
Mm.
If he comes back to life, do we get to keep all the dominion we sucked out of his body?
Yeah, because you took it from his shield.
Mm. Okay.
So, yeah, you're going to have us bring this dude back, and you're going to take care of someone else's problem. But then we've got this guy who's super pissed because, like, we ate his shield, and, like, you don't think he's going to want something out of it?
He may want something out of it, and that's why, like, I think we can all work together and figure out the misunderstanding that happened at the beginning.
I think you're misunderstanding the situation right now. One, we don't know who the hell you are.
I'm Orla, the waxy moon.
That means nothing to me.
Moonwax.
Two, you're trying to make us reverse something that, why would we? Three, how do we know that we would get any of these things that you're trying to say that it would be a benefit? I would need assurances, legal contracts, documentation, and we need your true name.
A lot better than a one for one.
Yes. Imagine this. What's your name again? Orla, the waxing, waning moon baby. Look, we don't know you at all, period. So you better start telling us who this all is and what your pantheon is, because
if
we
want to
collaborate, we got to know if we're, like, on the same level.
Mm.
Erlo, I want to be straight with you, Erlo. I get what you're saying. But unfortunately, you came to the wrong club. As much as you're a fan of us, you seem to forget we're the short-sighted murder club. We just like to kill things immediately.
Right.
On the spot.
So let's, like, expand that vision.
Agreed.
Look farther in the horizon, play the longer game, and, like, No, advance your portfolio.
Again, my thing still stands. Who are you?
I'm Urlo the Waxy Moon.
Tell me
Moon
something wax. That you've done in your pantheon as a standalone, whatever, that would make it so that we would be interested. What can you fucking do other than possessed weak ass my henny? I don't know where I'm going with this. I'm going to stop myself.
Sure. Right. It's yeah, horrible. He's like, well, I did this. And like, have you unbjorned him yet? Newak.
He's still stuck on your chest.
I do kind of like him still in the Bjorn.
Okay. Then he just raises up. He's like, I did this. And he like waves around to, you know, this stark noir.
Okay. You made us in a noir graphic novel. Great. Wonderful.
And I did this. He motions to.
Again, it's all right.
Parlor trick.
Okay. What else? Well,
I don't want to know what you can do. I want to know who you are. You say Urlo the Waxing Moon.
Yeah.
I'm squishing your head like a grape.
Out of character, I did not figure out his formal name before this.
Okay. All right.
I don't care about the you formal can just go, name. I want to know his story.
That's like when you, like, at least for Milana, I know what Amber was getting at a little bit, and maybe this new ex just because he's. Whatever.
I want to
like,
know what the benefits of joining your collaborating with you.
Right. But also by telling him his formal name, like that's kind of, you know, his real name kind of deal. And I don't have that. So I owe that.
Okay. That's
for
right.
Next time. But he says it. He's like, my real name is, but yeah, he tells you his true name.
And then what is your pantheon?
Well, it's all. I am for the pantheon of all.
How do you spell that?
A-L-L?
Because I wasn't sure if you meant like the sharp pointy thing you stick in an eyeball. Like an all.
All, I think you guys need to change your brand name because it's kind of confusing as to what it means. It's like that one time I went to a general shop down the street from where we are over the whatever we're located. And I found a product called Yes, but it didn't say what it did. It was just called Yes. And I was like, what is this? Do I eat this? Do I like wash things with it? What is this? And it's like, you know, so this all thing doesn't really do anything for us unless you explain what you're all about. Like what's like your makeup of your little party?
There's like, you know, in time, all will be one. All one will be all.
Okay.
God.
That doesn't sound good. I don't.
Do you want to quote there, it now, Gerlach?
I'm really glad that the muskets haven't been invented yet, or you'd be a bunch of musketeers.
All for one, one for all.
Oh
my God.
Oh man.
Everybody's made of nougat.
Delicious. We're kind of like a small time pantheon, but we have big aspirations.
What in the world could he do for you that we can't?
Well, like, we're all like really about chaos, and if a man on a war mission that has, you know, some kind of plan of dealing with one of the four bloodlines, that means there has to be some weird crazy shit that's going to go down, and you guys kind of just scuffled all of it.
Well, what if I just take over his place and just go to war with that one bloodline?
I don't think it would work.
I kind of have plans for this whole place anyways, you know. I want to like try to like see if all these guys that are here, you know, see if I can get them under, you know, get them under my wing, so to speak, and cause some havoc. Is that any way to get us out of this weird time-space thing you've got going on here?
Don't worry. I'll let you out when we're done talking. Hopefully, we're still working something out. I know you all said, Urla, it's not enough for one thing. Can you take care of more? And yeah, I can cover two for you.
Okay. Do you have a business card?
He hands, he doesn't have a business card, but he's like, come here.
It's come on, weird and awkward because he's on the chest of Brick.
Right.
So he's like, I can't really walk to you, so come here.
He's like doing like little dog, like.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'll walk over to him, or I glide over to him.
He's like, give me your hand, come on. He holds out his hand too.
I put my hand out. It is bony and desiccated and kind of oozing pus and doesn't look great. And I put my hand out.
He's like, oh, this is nothing. As you touch it, he
how dare you comment on my hand?
I deal with it. And he goes and grabs your hand.
Slap it.
All of a sudden, Milana, you know how sometimes you like do your wormhole traveling?
Yes.
All of a sudden, it's like you're staring at a bright light and like your vision pulls out and you see a full moon and you're just like kind of floating up in the air. And it's like pitch black all around. And you turn and like your vision turns around with him holding you, you're holding hands. And you just look below you and you just see this writhing undead everywhere.
Oh, shit.
Mounds and mounds and mounds of the undead. Look,
what I was talking about, why I would like to collaborate with somebody, and then you show me this. Okay, great. I'm all right. Undo my hand from his hand.
Yeah, and you come back into where you are. And for everyone else, they didn't poof away or anything. It was this a projection somewhere for you two. He's like, yeah, so I'm cool.
First rule here, Mixelblick, when you say I'm cool, you're not cool.
Okay, we're all cool.
Look, there. Look, okay. I was all ready to be like, damn, son, I get it. I'm into it. And then you pull out and go, I'm cool? This is disgusting. You're weird. I hate it.
We can't do business with this.
I'd like to get back to the part where Dave knew who Mixelplek was.
Who the heck's Mixelplek?
I don't know.
Is that a comic character. Book thing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anyway, I'll just pretend he didn't say that.
Okay. Well, just like...
Yeah, Mr. Rewind Time, why don't you take a step back on that one? Yeah.
So did we actually... We didn't see what he showed Milana.
No.
Does Milana look happy all of a sudden?
Yes.
Well, that can't be good.
Think we should probably work with this person.
Oh, now I'm further convinced that we should not work with this person.
He mind controlled Milana.
What was his name? Urlo?
Moonwax.
Urlo. Moonman. Moonman.
Moonwax.
So you came into the Shark Tank, right? And you came to propose whatever you had to offer to us. But you see, all these other sharks are hard to talk to. Once Grulax killed somebody, they usually don't come back to life, and I can't unkill what Grulax kills. But here's my offer on the table for you. You take care of my wizard problem, I'll fill in for Ultio's shoes, I'll go to war with somebody and cause some real havoc in Mox Ferry for whatever your all's enjoyment. That's my deal. I'm putting it on the table. Take it or leave it, and I'll leave it to the other sharks. Go ahead and continue your pitch. If you just want to get out quick, my offer's on the table, but it was not there forever. Just saying.
I really like what you're doing, Dragon Man, but I think we should have Ultio here because he was
You're losing me. You're losing me.
But
I already told you my
I can take care of
you.
Talk
to the other sharks. Talk to the other sharks.
Have you ever watched Shark Tank? This is totally how it goes.
Yeah. Shark, he's like, no.
Look. I can't bring, I mean, honestly, it's up to Gerlach whether Utulio comes back or not. I can only potentially bring him back as an undead. But I don't think that works with Gerlach.
I don't know.
You could bring him back from undead, but it would be like just a zombie. It would be like, it would not be a person. It would just be a husk. Like you're just using flesh and bone at that time.
I still don't understand why Utulio is necessary to this. Like, I don't understand why
all I've heard is he wants to make war.
Yeah, and it's, like,
what do you think we're doing?
That's what we're doing, and we don't really need him.
What were his words?
And to be fair, if you wanted chaos, where were you when we were trying to rescue Gemtella? That was gonna screw up everything. Why wasn't that a bigger deal to you?
He probably doesn't even know about Gemtella. Oh shit.
I don't think he did. But now he's like, you notice that he's like, he cocks his head a little, and he's like,
"That's so on brand for Newick."
Yeah, it is. I see this gelatinous cube. I run into it.
Yes, that's awesome.
That is a defining moment.
Yeah, it is. Oh, okay. So back up a little. So Utulio, he's like, "Well, we're all really about chaos, and Utulio was like a long-term play chaotic person. You know, he's like a good guy. He's very powerful." But he's all about that.
I'm a long-term chaotic person.
Two strikes.
Right.
But he's all about that retribution. Like, and someone in the monastery has crossed him at some point. And I was getting the feeling that he was going to, like, take a lot of Monastery's resources with this war. do some fainting or something. Then bring the war back to Mox Ferry. And I'm not 100% sure. He has a weird chaotic side to him that we all feel. And so I think there could be a really
good... but he is a godbound of retribution, and we just killed him.
The reason why I say I could work on this shoot...
If it was me, I would drop my plans with the Montessirons and go bring hell to us. And I don't want hell on us.
I'll be here to help broker it, too.
Like, that die is already cast.
So...
You're saying you're going to broker that, but you're asking him to break his word. And godbound don't do that.
Okay. I was going to say, out of character, basically what I'm hearing is this guy is just going to be a drain on, like, Mox Fairy's resources and people. And he's literally just being used as a tool to divert attention and drain up things that we wouldn't necessarily be able to do on our own.
I think they underestimate us.
Is that what I'm hearing, though?
It's definitely one way of interpreting it, yeah.
I mean, that's the way I kind of been seeing it this entire time, but, you know.
Like we said, like, we've talked about before, it's like, how do you hurt, like, an army? You starve them. You don't give them the things they need. They don't have clothes for the winter, that kind of stuff. Okay. We got to huddle up.
Huddle up. Are you going to like Umpy Army or am I going to be part of this huddle?
Oh, shit.
Well, I've already put in my offer for the product that our entrepreneur is offering.
The Urla offering?
The Urla offering, yeah. Yeah. I'm going to say it one more last time, Urla. Like, I think I'd be a good fit to do what Ultilio is doing, because our words of power are very similar, very, very similar. And, you know, it'd be easy for me, I think, maybe. I'd probably have to get someone's help, I guess, but maybe someone more charismatic, like I look over at Asriel in hopes that maybe he would back me up on that.
I still haven't decided how I feel about this. I'm waiting for the group huddle.
Well, I'm not saying we should revive Ultilio. I'm just saying I should be able to do what Ultilio was going to do and just pick up where he left off and cause some havoc of my own.
I mean, I kind of see that, but I'm trying to decide if this is like, if Josh had plans for Ultio and so we should accept just to make his life easier, or.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing is like, just
like I'm metagaming a little bit.
And yeah. And like, I think we can, I think it's a good thing right now, because in my like chaos heart, my true chaos heart, I was like, fuck this guy, punch him until he whatever. But if Josh went out of his way to set up this thing, I don't want to like step on you as a GM if so you have some sort
I had plans of course, but I for this session I was just like, I just want to see like player, like just trying to introduce new characters, one of them being this and the other pantheon, and making formalizing your pantheon. And it's like more of like, would you guys take it? If you don't take it, I'm not going to cry about it. It's just more like, here's an interesting scenario, and like, what can you work with it, right?
So as a group, in my head, what's happening right now is I think Brimstone being the stand-in for Ultilio would be fine if we can see a future where we're not going to need Brimstone, because we will end up effectively, like, I think your dominion or whatever you're going to be doing is going to then all go to whatever this war chaos that is going on with Ultilio. Otherwise,
it's not a bad point. It's like, I feel like it would remove some of Brimstone's agency as a character if he's caught up in this mass gang war or whatever.
I mean, unless you want.
We're
really good at keeping our word.
I mean, I don't see this. I feel like this is just the way the Godbound's played, though. Like, you build up your stuff and then do things. And then, like, otherwise we're just running around ganking endlessly.
Yeah, and that's why I think it's good to have this conversation, right? I think it's a good point. It's like, that's why I wanted to know why this pantheon is worth collaborating with. Because even though we are demigods, we are powerful, I think if we're trying to think out further, like stupid freaking Orlok is talking about, I don't even know, Urla? Talking about, like, I can see why it would be a benefit to bring Ultilio back so we can then like have him doing other things that is taking away from saints and higher level things, and he's doing stuff that is that won't bother us, and we can do what we are wanting to do, which I don't even really know. I mean, I know what I want to do as Milana, but as the pantheon of Calamity, which is pretty fucking sweet name.
It really is a good name.
I mean,
like, that's a super villain like, name.
Here, I mean, my two cents is, Dave, is that, I mean, I see what's happening here, but Newek would be a lot more willing to go along with it if this wasn't a godbound of retribution. That word is kind of a line in the sand. Because right. whatever happened with the Modicirons, like, we killed Maya Hene and we killed his ass.
Here's like, the thing, though. You keep like saying you're worried about
the retribution he will ever need.
You're all worried about retribution, but he's dead right now. You're saying it like we're not going to be able to handle the retribution. We just did. He's dead. Like, he's in the carpet. Like, I mean, some point, get the carpet he's rolled up in. He's dead.
Why won't he come right back after us as soon as we raise him?
Well, I mean, that's why
we can't kill him like we just did.
I think that's the point, yeah, is that we can handle him.
Yeah, like, and I also
think he's not going to get a Dragon Ball Z level power boost when he comes back from the dead.
Yeah, no.
He's not going to have learned the Kaioken 10.
Yeah, exactly.
And he's been training on a tiny planet. Yeah, a tiny planet.
Maybe he has, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, who knows what's going on right
now. In theory, he could have, but with Gerlach's murder, he can't do that.
He's not roaming the plains right now.
Right.
I mean, ultimately, it is up to Gerlach. I mean,
it is up to Gerlach.
None of us can, even if we all want to.
Yeah. It's like, you know, Utulio, we all agree, or not Utulio, I mean, Urla, we all agree that that's fine, but you're going to have to convince Gerlach because he ain't listened to none of us, and especially not Azrael, especially not me.
Well,
so.
I don't like the idea of somebody finishing up our plot lines for us. I'd rather finish them myself. And so somebody magically coming in and fixing things for us doesn't sound very godlike to me.
Oh, I don't think I would be. I don't read it as a fixing a plot line. I see it as a tool to use to divert. Josh is giving us the option of like, do you want to use this tool?
Focus on one at a time.
Yeah, I'm just out of mechanically having four fronts. Like I just showed you four fronts that are going to happen all at once is a lot. Like there's almost no way of winning all four fronts.
I would like to not get ass blasted by our four fronts.
Well, but my friend is only money. Like we can find money.
Sure.
I mean,
like to be honest, I mean the force behind that money is significant, but all they want is money.
Okay, look,
and that isn't a huge driver in God.
What I'm saying
is your front would not be one that we bargain to get dealt with. Then is because we can handle that.
But well, I don't want somebody else to fix Paler for me.
Oh no, no.
Well, real quick with the Newek Brimstone side of Newek, like, dude, I could just miracle money out of my butt. Like literally, that's one of my dragon powers. Right. I can just get money from nowhere.
What?
I'm covered with you. Yeah.
We go back to the park.
Yeah. I like the idea of my cult not getting disrupted. I don't want there to be like Paylor raids on my fuck cult.
What cracks me up is that I don't have a front, but I'm pretty sure it's gonna be the all is my front. It's like, yeah, you don't have one to take care of, but this is actually end up gonna be your problem later on, Milana.
Because I like the idea that I think that's fair, Milana.
I think that's what's going to happen. Either way,
I like the idea that, I mean, he makes the threat to Brother John's cult, like his fight club, sound pretty ominous. That, like, he made it sound like you guys are about to get shrickety shrecked.
He's probably planning on turning them into dragons too and doing that whole dragon thing again, probably. I'm guessing.
He's got a thing for dragons.
He's a scaly through and through.
Disgusting.
He's a scaly.
I guess at the end of the day,
a horrible way.
I agree with Brother John that if we have killed this guy once, we can kill him again. I think that if
theoretically he's weaker now, he doesn't have a shield.
Theoretically, yeah.
This Orko guy is gonna try and smooth over relations.
And I don't think he's going to ultimately, well, if he comes back, I don't think he's ultimately going to affect the things that we want. It's more like making sure those fronts don't hurt us so much.
Which is, it seems like nothing but net for me, because like even if, okay, let's say Ultio does come back and yeah, he may not like us, but like he wants to do his own thing. And as long as we're cool with each other, he's taking the heat off of us a little bit even.
Well, how about this? They don't seem to be concerned with his retribution word. Is there a way to bring him back and not have retribution be as part of his pact? So he isn't...
Pick a miracle?
Yeah.
That he's like a godbound of daisies.
Right, exactly.
I like that.
Would that cost Dominion to do?
Yeah, probably.
Could he come back as the godbound of don't give a fuck about the evildoers?
Oh, yeah, yeah. The godbound of look the other way.
Yes, exactly.
Instead of the godbound of retribution, now I'm the godbound of turn the other cheek.
My abilities of ignorance are godlike. I can just ignore everything. Everything done to me or around me.
I just want to make more gods.
Since I'm basically holding him in, you know, in limbo, can I use a miracle to communicate with him?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. I'm gonna explain my proposition to him that if he drops this retribution shit, he might walk the earth again. Maybe he picks another word.
He has a change of heart.
Or maybe, I don't care if he has retribution as long as, like, he's not going to use it on us.
Well, as long as he doesn't, because that's why he wants to war on the Montessirons is retribution.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
I want to hear this phone call, please.
Put him on speaker.
Like, as long as we don't get knifed in the butt while we're in the bathroom, I don't care what he does.
We're not Paul Dean.
Is he in the outhouse down in all the muck and grime? Is that how that
works? I assume that he has to commune to his soul through his portable hole that's under his nethers.
Right. I'm assuming I'm talking to him in the void.
Yeah.
That must be where I hold them at.
Whatever. Tell me what this looks like.
I will spread my cloak wide. And the giant blackness that is at my heart will become visible to everyone. And then I will speak to him, and his voice will emerge from the darkness as a faint thread of consciousness lost in the void.
Mm. Hey, Ultio, dude. How's it going in the void? Are you liking it?
No, I'm not. It's kind of dark here.
And cold, right?
Very cold. And there's not a lot of grease here anymore. I'm kind of drying out.
You know what you did that got you there, right?
Nope.
How about if we leave you for 1,000 more years to think about it?
What do I need to do to get out? Do I need to, like, hand over grease ore? What's going on?
Well, we've just been talking here about you. I don't know if your ears were burning.
No, they're real cold.
That could be colder. Yeah, so we're a little tired of your retribution idea, and we don't want you retributing on us.
That's it?
Well, how can we possibly trust you?
It'd be so hilarious if this narcissistic man was like criticizing Grillak for feeling so self-important that he's the one that needs retribution.
How can you trust me? Well, I won't solicit you for the being my attaché. I'll put in a really good word with you with the Vanguard Light. I will commission Greasor to follow you wherever you want. I'll grease myself before I get Greasor the 17th, of course, you know.
So when the time comes that we're going to remove Paylor from the equation, who do you side with?
Well, I don't know if I can really shoot that far. However,
I think Pope, you can.
The Pope is part of the Marasurids. I'll make sure to help with that.
That doesn't sound bad.
Yeah, I like that.
As long as he leaves the Pope for Grillak, but perhaps he could... He could make a hole that Grillak could wiggle into. That doesn't sound bad.
And we'll know because he's hitting certain, like, we will hear about his work with the Monastery.
So inside my cloak, he probably sees a small, tiny pinpoint of light. And I'm going to temporarily close it while we discuss.
Okay.
We'll get back with you and see if you're trustworthy.
And so this is on speakerphone, right?
Crush your head.
So
yeah, everybody heard it, right?
Yeah, or it's like, hey, it sounds like it's you're making good progress on this misunderstanding stuff.
Did your voice change, Urla?
I was like, oh, Ultio and Urla's voices were a little too close, so I took them up a little bit.
Yeah, now it's kind of like, yeah. It's fine.
Rulo sounded a little bit something like this.
Oh, yes, there we go. Yeah, there we go. Hello. Thank you.
I am a micro.
Thank you. Thanks.
I'm just a big dude to this Minotaur's chest.
It's so warm here. There we go. Thank you.
I like doing that voice.
Yeah.
So, really I mean, I think I've gotten what I would want out of his deal, assuming he holds to it. Does anybody have any ability to make him hold to it?
I could draft Grimstone a contract.
Does have a word that, like, he can't take action. Right?
I do, but I have no effort, so I can't really do anything about it.
Oh, shit.
But it's also more, I mean, like, there's not really a mechanic for holding people to their word. It's more like, I think it's more of a role-playing kind of thing at this point.
Yeah.
Because my vengeance abilities have things that are like that. If he like breaks his oath or whatever, he befalls something. Essentially, it's like whatever I find offensive, and what would be offensive is if he completely disobeyed what he said or like completely betrayed us, then he just like he befalls some kind of negative side effect, whether it be fatal or whatever else I can think of. Like, it'd be, like, something really weird, you know, like, anything I said.
Like Newak?
He would be cursed to have dry, ashy skin.
Yes.
That's right.
See, because the word of vengeance demands a reckoning for crimes. It is not for justice, however, but simple revenge that this word rules, a hurt for a hurt, a sin for a sin. A God-bound of vengeance inflicts pain and punishment on those who have first committed a crime. Him breaking his word to us would be committing a crime.
Mm-hmm.
Is everybody satisfied? And are we all in agreement before I do this?
I mean, I'm not getting anything out of it, but yeah, sure.
The only thing I would want to get out of it is more information about the four families. And if he's willing, whatever I asked last time, I can't remember exactly how I phrased it, but basically Milana was wanting to know.
It seems like Orlo might be a better source,
yeah,
honestly.
Now. Yeah, probably.
And you can try again, like, I don't know. Yeah, you tell me how you want to do
it. Didn't Newak just get a bunch of gold from Brimstone's butt?
Not yet.
Not yet.
No, that will be an ongoing project.
Start at 4:00.
That's right.
Well, I've never disgorged someone before, so this will be interesting.
Yeah, I really want to know what this looks like as well. Like, they don't come back alive, but you're like relenting. And what does that look like?
I open up my cloak again, and never having done this before, I guess I will concentrate on bringing that soul back out of the void, you know, murmuring to Zanye to release this lost soul. And his gaunt, pale, void-sucked soul will emerge from my cloak and head to his body, I assume.
No, because he's still dead. By relenting, you don't bring him back to life. It just means that he can come back to life. However, as soon as that you see that soul, Urla... like it becomes like even darker. Everything goes to like a black gray. There's no white. And also you see a big circle appear around Ultulia's body, and you start hearing these weird chantings coming out of Urla's voice. And then you see all the blood start going in reverse into Ultulia's body. And then
what a waste.
Ultulia's body breathe, and he gets back up.
Does he remember what happened?
Do you say that loud?
Hello, Atulio.
Yes.
Hello! I'm glad to be back in my more supple skin body again.
Oh, and Grisor is just so happy. Oh my gosh.
He's got a new mission in life. A renewed mission in life.
Grisor exactly. Goes to Greece, and then somebody pushes his hand down away from
him. No, you're with us now.
You're with us now, Grisor. That was the terms. Welcome back, I guess.
Thank you. And he's like, he kind of looked at Urla. He's like, and who is this?
No anymore.
Our friend, the End.
Our friend, the End. Hello, the End. And Urla's like, oh, I'm not like that.
Joshua.
Yeah, you could just call me Urla. And I'm part of with all, and I think you all are going to be great together. Work it out, Utulio. We really like what you're doing. Good luck with getting your attache. Bye. And as he says that,
wait,
he transforms into Vestibus.
Hand out.
Okay. Wasn't
he supposed to do something for us?
Nope.
Oh, wait. Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah. You can bring that up, or you can leave it to me. I think that's a good point. Yeah, I think you say, wait, Milana, do you touch him prior to transforming to a...
How do we contact you? Yeah.
I guess as Bestibus's body is transforming back, it goes back to a more of an echoey voice. He's like, you can just... I'm here right now. What do you need? Those are two favors, right? So which ones do you want me to take care of?
Yes.
Scrawny ones? Fluffy cow? I mean, fluffy one? Weird Wheezy or Dragon Man's?
Yeah, you guys decide. I don't know.
Not mine.
Yeah, I say not Fluffy Man. Can we haggled him to two, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I think mine.
I mean, it might as well be Azrael and Brimstones. Gerlach doesn't want any help, and I don't want any help.
Okay.
Well, besides from Girl or Brimstone.
Yeah, I guess.
More specifically, Brimstone's butthole. ATM.
Withdraw from the Bank of Brimstone.
Yeah, the Brimstone Bank.
It's not necessarily true that Gerlach doesn't want any help. He just doesn't want their help.
Mm.
Ah.
Mm. True. What I'm hearing is Gerlach doesn't want any help.
Yeah.
Gerlach wants his friends to help.
Oh, really? You've made it pretty clear we're not friends.
Gerlach doesn't have any.
Who are you again?
You don't call any of us by our name.
You're that guy. That guy. You're him.
You hate Azrael.
Gerlach says friends. I imagine he like looks at his knives like, my friends.
I just want my bestest buddies.
I have spilled you untold number of times, and there's no respect. No appreciation. You know what? I'm not going to heal you anymore, Gerlach.
What?
Nope. You're not getting it. Everyone else in this party gets it.
Wow.
You get nothing until you apologize.
I'm not gonna hide for you.
Well,
until you apologize.
Okay. Well, then you're going to be out in the open, and you're going to get killed like the weakling you are.
It sounds like an argument between me and my toddler.
Yes. I'm not going to hide for you.
So Brimstone and
toddler, like yes. Brimstone. Nuek just super frustrated with this whole stupid situation. He just doesn't like anything about it. He takes off his baby Bjorn, and like hangs it up on like one of the columns that like supports this room. Like they have the little flares that come out.
Yeah.
He's just gonna hang it on there and walk away.
Oh,
he with doesn't have anything more to say to end. Yep. Who is still Orlo and like
it's Bestibus again.
All of it.
But how you can get contact with me? I'm Milana. You could just ring me up anytime. And he kind of points to where your void hole of your eye is.
Okay, great.
You got your ways. And for anyone else, just go and look at the moon and say Orla, and I'll show up. Okay.
Okay.
I have a feeling that, like, if Josh could have portrayed a different voice or anything, Milana would have been, like, had a crush on this guy. But as it stands, he sounds like a goofy-ass wizard. He's not doing anything.
Never found out his words. I could definitely
I can tell you it's death magic. Something Milana like that. Knows that much.
Yeah. I agree out of character that, yeah, Orla and Milana could be a thing, but... He's
too goofy sounding.
Yeah.
Are we going to ship him?
Some people can ship it. Go ahead. Show me the drawing. Not explicit. I just them holding hands over the undead. That's why I want to
see. That'd be really cool, actually.
Yeah, the scene in the baby Bjorn with the hands holding. Yep.
With the Nuek looking down like, I'm disgusted by this whole situation.
And the pus. Yeah. I was just thinking of a close-up with the pus hand and the Orlo hand. Yeah.
And as his voice kind of echoes out with that last thing he said, everything goes, the sun or the moon transitions away to the sun. Everything comes to full color. And we're going to take a break right there.
Thanks for listening to Tales from Moxferry. If you dig what you heard, leave a review, and more importantly, tell your friends. That is the best way to help us out. If you'd like to help out even more, become a patron at patreon.com/geekspective. If you'd like to see how it's all made, join Josh every Sunday at 8:30 p.m. EST on the Geekspective Twitch channel for GM Prep. You can catch a live stream of Tales from Moxferry every other Saturday on the Geekspective Twitch channel at 6 p.m. EST. I want to thank Rudy Basso for editing the podcast and for making the opening recap. If you need someone to edit your podcast, you can find him on Twitter at Rudy Basso. I also want to thank Rob Anderson for making the kick-ass theme music. If you want him to make you some music, you can find him on Twitter at Potentially Rob. Thanks for listening. Catch you in 2 weeks or less.